Listening Library presents Wildwood Dancing by Juliette Marillier. Read for you by Kim I. Guest. Chapter 1. I've heard it said that girls can't keep secrets. That's wrong. We'd proved it. We'd kept ours for years and years, ever since we came to live at Pisco Draculoi and stumbled on the way into the other kingdom. Nobody knew about it. Not father, not our housekeeper Florica, or her husband Petru, not Uncle Nicolae, or Aunt Bogdana, or their son Cesar. We found the portal when Tati was 7 and I was 6, and we'd been going out and coming in nearly every month since then. 9 whole years of full moons. We had plenty of ways to cover our absences, including a bolt on our bedchamber door, and the excuse that my sister Paola sometimes walked in her sleep. I suppose the secret was not completely ours. Gogu knew. But even if frogs could talk, Gogu would never have told. Ever since I'd found him long ago, crouched all by himself in the forest, dazed and hurt, I had known I could trust him more than anyone else in the world. It was the day of full moon. In the bedchamber, our gowns and shoes were laid out ready. Combs, bags, and hair ornaments were set beside them. Nothing would be touched now until the household was safely in bed. Fortunately, it was rare for Florica to come up to our room, because it was at the top of a flight of stairs, and stairs made her knees hurt. I did wonder how much Florica knew, or guessed. She must have noticed how quiet we always were on the night of full moon, and how exhausted we were when we stumbled.